Hi everyone, this is Alan Forte. My message today, life that is an invitation. I've learned that sometimes it's through the pain of living we learn to appreciate the goodness of life. Sometimes it's through sadness in life that we learn to appreciate the joy of life. Sometimes it's the losses that we face in life that we learn to appreciate what life really means. And then sometimes it's when we face the things that we cannot do on our own that we learn to appreciate what the Lord can do for us. In the book of Revelation, John writes to us while he's exiled on a deserted island called Patmos. Revelation 1, verse 9 says this about John. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that's called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Listen closely to what John's saying. He was there on Patmos waiting for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Yes, the Romans exiled John, thinking that they were punishing him. But God used his circumstance to reveal to John his word and the revelation of Christ's return. Knowing this, John probably invited the Lord often to come. John's life was an invitation for the Lord to come. So what about you and what about me? Do you want his help or do you want him to return? Do you want his healing or do you want his presence? Do you want his strength or do you want his victory? Do we live lives that invite the Lord to come, or do we live lives that simply ask him to help? Well, John wasn't asking for help. John was asking for the life that helps. John didn't love his life more than he loved the life Jesus promises to all who believe on him. John wanted what was to come, so he asked the Lord to come and to come quickly. He said, "Come, Lord Jesus, come." Revelation chapter 22, verse 20 says it this way. He who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming quickly. Amen. And even so, come, Lord Jesus." Now, I'm sure that John was having a hard time on Patmos. He didn't have the amenities of life that others enjoyed. Things were tough there. But John didn't ask to be taken back to his old home. He asked the Lord to come with the promise of a new life and a new home. So how can you know if you're living a life that's an invitation to him to come back to us? Well, ask yourself these questions. Do you try to live each day of life to its fullest, or do you live waiting for him to fill your life each day with his thoughts and with his revelation? Are you asking him to help more than you're asking him to come? Do you live trying to get out of or through the challenges you face daily, or do you live waiting for him to show up in your challenges? Do you live a life that goes ahead of him, or do you live a life that waits for him to get ahead of you? Do you live looking for what is right to happen for you, or do you live knowing that his grace will be sufficient for all that you face? If you're not waiting for his coming, then what are you waiting for? When the Lord knows that you are waiting, he will hear your invitation for him to come. Do you live like you are right at home in your favorite place? Or do you live like you're on an island, waiting for him to speak to you and to show you what is to come? So let your life become an invitation for him to come live with you right where you are. No matter what you're facing today, live a life of invitation, and he will surely accept your call. He will make a way for you to live in the power and in the grace in whatever your circumstances when your life says to him, "Come, Lord Jesus." Amen.